diplomat visits Israel, reiterating American support for Israel's war against Hamas. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken also echoes President Biden's calls for a brief halt in the fighting to address a humanitarian crisis. The BBC's Paul Adams reports.
Antony Blinken spoke of trying to engineer what are being called humanitarian pauses, brief breaks in the fighting to enable aid to get to where it's needed in the Gaza Strip, and perhaps to allow for the further release of hostages, including American citizens. Israel has yet to agree. Mr. Blinken said mechanisms had been identified to get fuel to hospitals and other key facilities in the southern Gaza Strip. But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was adamant no fuel would be allowed in at all.
President Biden visits Lewiston, Maine to mourn with the community after last week's deadly mass shootings. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
President Biden and the First Lady walked hand in hand with Maine's governor, a town still reeling from the massacre 9 days ago.
As we mourn today in Maine, this tragedy opens a painful wounds all across the country.
Striking teachers in Portland, Oregon, and reps with the public school district have met with the state mediator. The sticking points are pay, student discipline, and class size. KOIN-TV's Lisa Balick reports.
Some state lawmakers, including the Senate president, have sent a letter to PPS leaders accusing them of underfunding classrooms and overspending on administration. COIN 6 caught up with the superintendent this morning.
We as an administration are going to do more than our proportional share to identify budget reductions, cost efficiencies, and contribute to the resources that we have available to take care of all of our employees.
Nearly 35,000 employees at more than a dozen Las Vegas resorts are ready to strike next Friday if they don't get a contract. KLAS-TV's Victoria Saha.
Workers here in Vegas have been extremely patient.
And that patience is running thin, according to Secretary Treasurer Ted Papageorge.
Economically, the companies have made some movement, but we're millions of dollars apart.
Papageorge says they have been in negotiations with the companies for the past 7 months.
Drug maker Pfizer is laying off at least 200 workers in Portage, Michigan. WWMT-TV's Ali Jenerjan.
Mayor Pro Tem Jim Pearson worked with Pfizer for almost three decades. He calls these layoffs a setback, but says the future is good for Pfizer and for Portage.
The good news is that when Pfizer was selling a lot of this mRNA COVID vaccine, they made billions of dollars. Portage is the largest Pfizer manufacturing facility in the world.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new survey finds almost 3/4 of water samples drawn across Wisconsin last year were contaminated with PFAS chemicals. Scientists with the state sampled 450 private wells that reach no deeper than 40 feet. It's the first time Wisconsin sampled shallow groundwater away from large communities or PFAS cleanup and investigation sites. Most of the wells had PFAS concentrations lower than both state DNR and federal EPA. EPA standards. Wisconsin could get $229 million from Washington to help pay to keep children in daycare. It's part of an emergency request the Biden administration is making to Congress after pandemic daycare funding ran out at the end of September. The Wisconsin legislature rejected Governor Evers' special session on child care this fall. After that, Evers released $170 million in emergency funding. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Badgers and the Hoosiers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's a football tradition dating back to 1907, the Wisconsin Badgers against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers will be without their running back, Braylon Allen, after he was injured just before halftime last week against Ohio State. He was spotted in a walking boot over his left leg. So how do you replace your leading rusher? Head coach Luke Fickell.
Those are the things you got to find. And when somebody goes down like Braylon, then somebody else has to step up. And when their number's called and they have the opportunity and the ball comes their way, can they make the plays?
NFL, the Packers. Packers host the LA Rams Sunday. Green Bay trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs.
I don't like losing, because I'm the ultimate competitor. But again, man, it just, comes down to just harping on the details even more, not trying to be some Superman or, do something outside or crazy. But it's just locking in on the details and just being able to be a complete player. So.
That's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs with sports.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The label bosses I work with, he only uses Reason, and that, I'm just sitting there, I'm like, dude, I don't know how you're doing that, man.
Like, it's like very old school.
It's old school. Well, I mean, I tried Reason, I tried them all, Steinberg's, Cubase, Pro Tools. I don't even know if they make Pro Tools anymore.
They still do. It's just a lot cheaper.
I've been using that for a little bit.
Yeah. Obviously, using a Windows and never got to use Logic. You're not missing out. Not missing out? Okay. But ever since I've gotten Live 8, I've been using Live 8 up to now.
Yeah.
So
Live 8,
Live 8 is still a go-to. I haven't upgraded it. Everyone's always asking, you're going to upgrade it, like, for the last release. When I was working with my buddy out in Tennessee, he was just like, you're still using 8? I was like, I'll just bounce the audio out. I'll bounce it dry, and I'll bounce it with all the effects on. We can work like that. And it works really well that way.
I mean, you don't have to deal with the new bugs that come up and everyone complains about like that, though.
True. Everything is like, if there's a problem, I can just Google it. And there's an old form from days yonder where the answer's right there.
And everyone uses the old plug-in styles anyway, like OG Shifter and all that, Frequency Shifter. The new one, I hate it.
I don't even know that there is a new one.
Exactly.
I'm still using the old one, man.
Keep it that way. That's what everyone's doing anyway.
I mean, look, I'm going to be real. I never really used Frequency Shifter. It's there.
Yeah.
I rather go into Sampler and move the pitch up that way.
Yeah.
So
it does the same thing, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So it'd probably be middle school is when I started.
Nice. How did you go about producing the tunes and kind of did you socialize them amongst your friends? And look at what I did.
Yeah, no, it was so I remember back then, me and my friends, we had just discovered like minimal techno.
Nice.
That was still very popular-ish. And we were listening to a lot of it and we were like, man, we should give it a shot. And then Sam's computer, it wasn't my computer, it was my mom's computer. I illegally downloaded it. I gotta say.
Your mom in trouble.
Yeah.
You just said live on the air.
I know it's live on the air, but it's legal now.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah. It's like, that's too long ago. You can't come after me now. We started putting loops together because I think that's where everybody starts. And even now, I personally don't use loops, but I know a lot of people that do.
Right.
A lot of famous people still do. A lot of your legends use loops just because they're touring so much and they got to put something out.
Just easier to.
So it's easier. And then but obviously you don't just put it in dry and leave it as is. Right. You got to touch that up.
Right.
Not everything. They're not made perfectly.
Right.
But, that's how we started was we would just put loops together and we'd sit there and God, those releases, not releases, but those tracks were bad. I can imagine them right now. Like, I found our old SoundCloud account where we put our stuff up. It's
still history, though.
It's history.
I was mentioning to Phil also, I kind of my first 10-inch I listened to recently, and I was just like, whoa, okay, that was something. Yeah. I mean, you know, I tried. I pressed the record.
You know,
that's how we learn. The second one gets better, and the third one gets better.
You got to try at some point, you know, and
putting something out into the world, and then, of course,
eventually,
it's like
eventually one of them will be a bop.
Eventually, one of them will sound good.
You're bound to strike gold.
Eventually, they're going to start sounding listenable.
Yeah, it's like, by then, the sound will have moved on, and so...
I remember I listened to probably the first one we put out, and I was like, oh, the bass. I didn't know what EQing was. I didn't know what a sidechain was. Yeah. I didn't know any of that.
And that's how you learn.
It was just, you know, you couldn't even hear the kick. It was all phasing and everything with the sound. And I'm like, oh, man.
Fast forward to now. Mm-hmm. You have been producing for a while now, and you have some songs released. What kind of genre does you put out there to try to get picked up?
I mean, it really is it's always techno. I had like one house release, and that was like a while ago, and it was on Trax, actually.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Nice. So it was on Trax,
and it's under your name, Sam.
It's under my name. Yeah. But typically techno, tech house, sometimes, mainly on the deeper side. I'm trying to think of like how I came to that like side of techno.
Because
you know, even at like shows, a lot of shows I can't really play that because it's gonna put people to sleep. It's a little too deep, it's a little hypnotic,
right?
You know,
right.
And that's not what people want to be out on the dance floor. And they, you know, I'm dropping banger after banger, and all of a sudden it's like, just like these lush chords, and you know, like a softer kick, but the bass is still hitting,
right?
So, you know, I collect a lot of dub techno, and I make a lot of dub techno.
Nice.
For a little bit there, I did do some harder stuff, and that was like, I was on Arts back in the day, back when they had a digital separate line. Now it's all just Arts as one group, and that's Emmanuel's label out in, where is he from? Is he German?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I was like, I think he's out in Germany. Forgive me if I don't know the country.
Yeah.
and I remember that being like a pivotal thing, because it had all my favorites on there. Like Marco Bailey had just released something. And I always liked MBK Electronics as like a label, Tronics as a label, which is a Christian Smith's label. And, you know, being on, putting something out, and it was like, I was sitting next to his name.
Right.
And I was like,
right.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, that's,
and I was like, I think I was just out of high school when that happened.
Nice.
So it was 2016 or something like that. And I remember that was like, okay, I got to keep going.
Yeah.
I got to keep going.
You got the production bug.
I don't have a fancy studio. It's just KRK Rockets in the apartment. Neighbor being like, turn that down.
I feel that.
I think that's pretty much how we all are.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the beauty of electronic music, right? We can produce anywhere.
You can produce it anywhere. Yeah,
you're on a flight from LA to out here, you know, you can just bang out a tune.
And I think the biggest thing for me was just like getting the proper headphones and like equipment
to actually
hear the proper sound,
right?
Because you know, there's a lot of stuff like, you know, the speakers will, maybe they'll boost the bass,
right?
And you don't know that,
yeah.
So
like
when you're mixing something down
and you play your song out and it's like flat,
and you're like, oh wait, that's not good.
Where'd all my bass go?
Yeah.
Well, what I learned is that every headphone has its own like EQ to it.
Yep.
So there's a software called Sound ID. And it like flattens all your headphones, no matter what. Like you can put in your brand and it'll flatten it completely.
During the mix down, you can actually hear what you're gonna.
You don't gotta like run out to your car real quick and play it.
That's what we used to do. We used to like burn it to a CD.
Still do that. It'll be midnight. I get in the car and I'm just
like, let's see
what's
happening.
Yeah. I'm driving down and I'm like, okay.
Do a drive by.
You know,
drive by with the song.
Yeah,
that came out wrong.
I was like, you know, you said it, not me. But
I don't know what you used to do out in L.A., but... You know.
I don't know if I would be doing drive-by kind of tracks I make, you know?
It's like, a little chill.
Yeah, it's, you know, be like, oh, man, this is a really slow drive. You see me coming a mile away.
It's a drive around.
Yeah.
This is like a drive through the Hollywood Hills with the moon out. And just like,
yeah,
you know,
just like a, yeah. It's a scene.
One of my favorite things is I use, like, obviously everyone uses some kind of inspiration, and it's nature for me.
Right.
Because we're in Wisconsin, and it's beautiful.
Right. Yep.
Especially fall, winter.
Yep.
So, you know, that's like my prime time. That's when I, that's when I'm in the studio. The studio is my bedroom.
Right.
I'm in the studio, and that's when everything comes to light for the most part. That's like where everything gets made for like basically the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think that makes sense because, you know, like the Miami Winter Music Conference that used to happen. I don't know if it's still happening.
I think
but
it
like,
is.
It's supposed to start again. There was some whatever, I don't know. But that was basically, you know, everybody spends sort of the dark months creating and then comes
that's what
out.
This is right
like,
now.
You
we're
know,
like all I, hibernating.
Yeah,
now.
Basically
like hibernation. Months,
ice swollen and just kind of just like, the light.
I'll be sitting there and like I started at maybe 11. Next thing I know, it's 4 in the morning. And I'm like, oh God, I got work.
I'm like, oh, but
I have a banger in the laptop.
You're like, I still got to work on that kick though.
Yeah. Or, and then, you know, what's worse is when you come back to it the day later and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, no, you wake up in the morning.
What was
I should get, I should get more sleep before
you take
I start.
A break from it. You wake up in the morning, you're like, all right, let's see what we're doing. You're like, oh no, you just wasted the last 5 hours last night. You're
And I'm a slow producer, so it takes days, right? And so it always hurts when you're like 3 days in. And then you realize the track's bad.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Or well, like, you know, it was good, but you just turned a couple too many knobs, and then it just got there.
And you don't know how to get it back. And you're not, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I think I just got to move
just
on.
Command Z. No.
Command Z. Yeah. That was a life changer when I learned that. Yeah. I think I learned that maybe 2 years ago. I didn't know that was a thing. I was like, oh, wait.
You can actually undo stuff? Oh,
redo.
I thought I was painting with like a canvas, and I can't really delete. Like, I know I could delete it, but I didn't know I could control Z and bring it back to like
you
the
can
parameters
commit it.
Are this way.
Yeah.
I thought I had to like load in my synth
and then you're
tweak
done
the knobs
committed.
Again. Yeah. And I was like, oh,
written
boy.
In ink.
Right.
And then like, cause I use Silent One. I've been using Silent One since, oh man, when did I buy that? Probably a year after high school. So 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's, you know, people, it's like, trends, everyone goes with like a new synth as they come out. I think, what is it, Serum? Is that what everyone uses nowadays?
That's like I'd say the mainstream
Serum
thing right now.
Yeah, I don't even know how Serum works. I've never seen it. I don't know what it's like.
it's got like two, I don't know, it's got two oscillators, pretty simple basic shapes type stuff, but I mean they all do the same thing.
Yeah, like, that's kind of why I'm like I bought a synth.
Yeah.
So and it was a lot of money at the time. I was like, I don't know if I could buy another.
Right,
synth.
Right.
You gotta get your grasp on that one. And then,
is it a software synth? Or
yeah, it's a BST.
That's what you
it's a BST.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, I thought about getting a physical one,
like an analog synth. Yeah.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, I am not smart enough for that.
I also don't have $10,000.
I also just don't got
like,
money like that. You know, the VST was pricey, and I see Moog sitting there,
right?
Yeah.
Like a Voyager, and they're like, oh, $3,000.
Yeah, it's only $3,000.
And the VST at least had like a payment plan, probably. So
that's how I got it. I was like, oh my god, they got a payment plan.
Yeah, pay to play.
Amazing.
Pay to own, that's what it is.
Like you paid it off, kind of. Yeah. Like it was like $9 a month.
Well, there's always layaway at Guitar Center, my friends.
Always layaway at Guitar Center. I know that. I used to go to Guitar Center so much.
Yeah.
Just see what they got. That's where I got my controller from.
So,
Pioneer.
When did you start playing out shows, like mixing and DJing?
I mean, I used to DJ and it was a busted setup. It was a Korg.
Oh,
so
nice.
It wasn't a DJ like controller, it wasn't anything. It was a MIDI controller. And it was just one that had like, you know, levels for mixing.
Okay. Yeah, just
and I had mapped the buttons onto Ableton. So I would load in the tracks.
The tracks, yeah. The DJing with Ableton.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, basically DJ and like with like this busted controller that was like $40.
Nice.
And I was just like, you know, that was like the first mix ever, and it sounds good. I still play it from time to time. I'm like, man, I made that when I was
right,
like,
yeah.
I wasn't even 18.
Yeah, and sometimes necessity is the mother of invention, and when you start with, as you build up, you know, your gear or whatever, then you appreciate it more.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
And then, every time, I swear.
Yeah, it's just, that's
I mean,
the trick.
That's one way to do it. He's not wrong, too. Yeah, hey, you know, that's
as long as it keeps the dance floor going.
I mean, if you're in a pinch, man, just...
just like, you know, sometimes... And jump around.
Jump around,
get on the microphone and be like, what's up? I love all of you.
I love everybody in this crowd right now.
You guys look great tonight.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just be like, yo... This is a moment for all of us to get together, and as you're queuing up the next show, you're like, this is a moment for all of us to get together.
The life of a performer,
You're multitasking, but also trying to keep the crowd hyped. It's just
exactly
your brain split down the middle.
Like, it's a I've never had like such a fear moment. Mm. I think it was a Rubinia Courtyard night, and I was playing, and the track. I didn't realize I had left. It was like, it was almost over.
Yeah.
And I didn't have another track queued up. I was too busy just like reading the crowd.
Right.
And I loaded in the track and I got lucky. I didn't beat match it or anything, but I got like the kick to hit at the same time as
the other one was. Yeah.
And then everyone was
and
like,
no one knew.
Badass. Let's go.
No one knows the stress you were under in that moment, you're all like, all right.
It was like, have you ever seen the movie Wasted where the bullets curve in slow motion? Yeah, it felt like I was watching that, but with my track. I was like,
Well, you know, our very first night, I was really tired. I had a cold, and I ended up loading the track onto the track that was playing.
Oh, I had that happen too.
So it was basically like silence for like 3 seconds. Yeah. We're like, oh, whoops, you know. But
I've had a, you know, accidentally touch the thing and it stops.
And you're like, yo, you push play again.
And people
you're
will like, be like, oh, they're running it back. And I'm like, yeah.
Rewind,
right?
Rewind.
You just got a wheel.
They're like, oh, he's reloading it. And I'm like, yeah.
If it's nice, we play it twice.
Right. There we go. No, it's like the rewind of the old days.
It's the rewind of old days. Yeah, no, but I started playing live, or like, not live, but like in front of people really about like 2 years ago. So it's, No. It was probably the first show was 2018 at August.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, back before I even worked there, it was they just were like, oh, we need like a DJ in the window for about like 4 hours.
I was like, sure, I'll do it.
I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I still have the same controller. I have not changed that controller. That thing is old.
Yeah.
People see it and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
They're like,
old school.
Yeah,
it's a relic.
And I'm like, it's not that old. Right. It's from like 2016. I mean, it works. Yeah. And they're like, that's getting up there in age. I'm like, is it that old?
See, it's just like a car lift. It gets you from point A to point B. Like, what?
It really does. Yeah.
There you go.
You know, it might be missing a couple knobs properly.
Right.
Replacements, but it's okay. No one knows.
Yeah.
They're not going to see it. They're just caring for the music. Yeah.
As long as the music goes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned August, and you have started a series of events called August Aux.
Yeah.
That happen, what, every month or so? Or
I'm not the original founder. The original founder for the Aux Nights were, he goes by Kenny Hoopla. He's a famous, like, rock, pop rock kind of singer.
It.
And so he and one of his friends at the time, Kenny... I'm not sorry. One of Kenny's friends at the time, Malik, they would DJ as well, but they would also, you know, do like live shows and whatnot. I was just hanging out with them one day skating, and I was like, yo, I DJ too. I can send y'all a mix. And I sent them a mix. They put it out. And at the time, I wasn't even like working there. Eventually, Kenny got signed, went on to greener pastures and everything. He's living the life.
Nice.
And then Malik just went back up north and then moved out to LA and he's living his life out there.
Mm.
And so they're like, well, we need somebody to keep it going.
Yeah.
And so Rob, the guy that owns the store and kind of like helped put that stuff together, he was like, do you want to keep it going? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot.
Nice.
And then he was like, man, we should really like start doing parties again.
Yeah.
You know, when I took over, it was mainly a digital series, like online radio kind of thing.
Got it.
It was being uploaded to like SoundCloud and
stuff. Right.
And he was like, try to figure out like a place where we can get a little venue going or something. The Rubinia Courtyard, I don't even know who got me linked. Maybe Jeff Caster.
Okay.
Jeff?
Yeah.
I think
he was one of our first guests.
I mean, he's such an OG in the community. So I think he told me, he's like, oh, yeah, they'd probably be interested in like what you're looking for. and we did a test night, and that was this year. So those like nights, that kind of stuff, that's like really recent for us.
Nice. So, and they're fun. Like the, so the last one, yeah. You had, what was his name?
Golden Donna?
Yeah, well, was that the previous one? It was techno. I danced my butt off that night. I was soaked in sweat, man.
Was it outside?
No, it was the inside one. It was, oh my God, he was here like 2 weeks ago.
Paul?
Well, Paul, yes, but Paul didn't play Maytag.
Maytag.
It was
Golden
after
Donna
our show.
Maytag.
I missed the Golden Honor because we were in the show with Jeff, and then I came there, and I was so wired from the show,
and he was playing some old trance classics.
Oh my gosh!
And he originally was planning to play digitally. It didn't work because he's on Serato.
Got it.
And the controller that we were using just didn't work.
Oh, so he ended up busting out the vinyl?
Yeah, he's like, well, I guess I'm breaking these out. He came up back up to the deck, and he just threw it on. He's like, I haven't really done it in a while, but we're going for it.
Sounded great. It was an amazing night.
And the energy up into even to two.
Yeah. No,
I felt like we could have just kept going. Basically, but I knew my feet
hurted. But,
my feet hurt. I was tired. Yeah. I had to work tomorrow. Yeah. And I look over and I see the people that run the employees want to go.
Yeah, they're just like, all right.
I'm like, okay, and like, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he ended the night, but that was wild. That was the last one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope there's like a lot of, like, you know, obviously next year is going to be better.
Right.
Bigger and better.
The energy is building up around the event.
Big, like, you know, who we're booking is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I remember vinyl and bass nights, and I don't know if Jeff talked about that on his show.
Not as much, no. He mentioned some parties, but yeah.
Yeah. So he used to do this thing called vinyl and bass, and I remember I always really wanted to go. I went to a couple of them. I didn't get to go to all of them.
Right.
And it was like he had like Trunkhead on, Robert Armani, you know, he had all these like big kind of legendary kind of people coming through, and I was always just like, and so now that we're booking these shows and whatnot, next year, you know, I've reached out to some people and I've gotten their quotes and stuff.
Yeah,
we just have to figure out the dates.
Oh,
properly.
That's awesome! So looking out for the August Doc series next year.
They're going to be pretty wild. They're going to be like, you know, the people I just from connections I've made across, you know, the music industry.
Yeah,
people who I didn't know I was like that closely entwined to, and then they're just like a text away.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot
of this music stuff, like, still on Facebook.
Right,
really?
Right,
like,
right. You know, Instagram, Facebook is where we are still connect on social media.
You know, I just ask them, I'm like, hey, when are you gonna be?
And if they're available, and you guys can figure it out.
Like, and then they just send me that, and I'm like, how much?
Yeah, how much? Booking flights.
Well, most of the time they have the flights and stay.
Nice. And when they're touring. Yep.
Yeah, I haven't seen someone ask for like a separate lodging fee and all that stuff yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I guarantee you it'll probably happen at some point.
Right.
But yeah.
That's great, man. Well, I am definitely looking forward to that because I enjoy those nights of shaking
it. They're fun, man. This is like,
and then now we won't have the show on Friday night, so
we can go out Wednesday. We can actually go out on Friday.
Exactly.
We're not tethered to the mic here. All right. Well, I think we are ready to get the music going.
Shall we?
Yeah. Let's get this party going. This is Mad Unity with Samuel Wallner about to spin a very special set with some original songs included.
This one right here.
Here we go.
Yep.
An original.
Starting out.
This is Mad Unity, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with Israel's prime minister as the Gaza ground offensive advances.
It is very important that when it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in a crossfire of Hamas's making, that everything be done to protect them.
But Benjamin Netanyahu rejects the U.S. call for a humanitarian pause. 9 days after mass shootings take 18 lives, President Biden and the First Lady visit Lewiston, Maine, meeting with first responders and victims' families.
Regardless of our politics, this is about protecting our freedom to go to a bowling alley, a restaurant, a school, a church, without being shot and killed.
In Portland, Oregon, public school teachers are striking over issues including pay and class sizes. Both sides got together today for the first time in 3 days to meet with a state mediator. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is dismissing suggestions that a conservative advertising blitz persuaded him to move articles of impeachment forward against Megan Wolf. The group bought $100,000 of TV and newspaper ads in Milwaukee calling for Voss's ouster. Voss tells the Cap Times the group doesn't understand how the process works. Wisconsin Democrats are in campaign mode a year early. They're launching a statewide organizing effort in 115 communities this weekend. President Biden might not have long coattails in Wisconsin. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says that won't matter.
Voters are casting ballots because of the issues, because of their yearning for freedom, because they want to have the power to make their own decisions about their own bodies, because they want to live in a democracy.
Wickler points to Democrats' recent wins for statewide office and Jenna Protasiewicz's Supreme Court victory. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 27. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46. Tomorrow night, lows around 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
We'll be right back.
This is Mad Unity. Thank you to Samuel Wallner playing a smooth set tonight. Up next, Frequency and myself back to back, spinning more progressive house chill tunes.
Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jen.